Hi, I'm Kelly Burley, along with OSU President Burns Hargis with the first edition of Campus Connection for 2017. And Burns, a belated happy new year to you and Ann as the students return for the spring semester.
Well, thanks. Oh, and have they ever. It's just an influx of 25,000 new souls here in Stillwater, Oklahoma, but it's really exciting. We started school Tuesday, and it looks like Grand Central Station around here.
And as the sidewalks are chock full of students heading to class, Financial Magazine's annual Bang for the Buck list is out for colleges, and Burns, OSU once again makes the grade.
Yeah, that's right. For the 14th time, 14th year actually, since 2000, Kiplinger's Personal Finance has named OSU to its 2017 Best College Value list. It's always pleased to be ranked nationally. This particular ranking is based on several factors. It includes the admission rate, student-faculty ratio, financial aid availability, low average student debt, and just the overall great value. So we believe that to be true, and we're glad Kiplinger's agrees.
And Burns, let's turn to the arts. A world-renowned artist is going to be spending some time in Stillwater.
He's called the Van Cliburn of today by BBC, and he was a gold medal winner at the 12th Van Cliburn International Piano Competition in 2005. And he's Alexander Kobrin, excited to have this great pianist perform here at OSU at the Seratine Performing Arts Center on January 28th. He will play a solo recital featuring works by Beethoven and Schumann. And we'll also present a master's class to our OSU students, which is a real advantage of bringing talented people in like Mr. Kobrin. This fall, Kobrin is actually joining the piano faculty at the renowned Eastman School of Music in New York, where, coincidentally, our current music department head, Howard Potter, previously taught. For more on this event, just call the OSU Music Department at 405-744-8998, or go to the website.
And finally, Burns, the new year, always a good time to talk about food trends, and OSU is offering its take on what's hot in the culinary arts and business.
That's right. I'm not sure everybody really knows that Oklahoma State University's Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Products Center helps large and small businesses, many of whom are entrepreneurs, find success, which benefits our state economy. You know, somebody wants to sell their grandmother's barbecue sauce recipe. You can't just go out and stack it on the shelves. There's a lot to be worked on and a lot of licenses and all the rest. But the center actually released the top 10 list of food trends for 2017, which helps businesses stay ahead of changes and tap into new growth opportunities. Among these trends, there's a big effort to reduce food waste. 33% of the food reportedly is in the U.S. is wasted. How can it be put to use? Wake and cake, dessert for breakfast. You're going to love this. A lot of people are going to love this. Dessert for breakfast. Research shows that eating dark chocolate improves reasoning, memory, and focus, and an excellent way to start the workday. And I clearly have not been getting enough chocolate.
Bring on the chocolate.
Yeah, and then this idea of butcher-to-table dining, I hope they're cooking in between, but combining restaurants and butcher shops into one convenient location, it will be much more prominent in 2017. And then this is interesting, drone delivery. Actually, at Virginia Tech, drones are delivering burritos. And in Reno, they're delivering 7-Eleven Slurpees and sandwiches. So since OSU is kind of the home of unmanned aerial vehicle research and study, this is something we better look at pretty carefully. I'll send you a burrito.
Very good. I'll be looking for it in the sky. Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.